Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
What was it in our evolutionary path which led us down a track which led to our enormous intelligence, or our greater intelligence for any other animal that lived on Earth? This is a reading from Cosmos magazine, February to March 2017. Another brilliant article by Elizabeth Finkel. Now, before I read into it, it's worthwhile just looking at some of the pictures here, which you can't see, but I'll say there's a quote from Michael Faraday, my absolute idol hero, and he was born 1792 to 1867. Pretty amazing. He says, "Nothing is too wonderful to be true if it is consistent with the laws of nature." Quote of Michael Faraday. Yeah. Okay. That's a different interpretation. There's also of what laws are. There's a picture here showing a mouse brain. They've injected genes, human genes, into one side of a mouse brain, and that mouse brain has become significantly more folded and complex, some human genes inserted there. Now, of course, that's just pop science to work out what's going on. It could also be very damaged by those human genes, and what are we doing putting human genes into mouse brains? But it's, you know, all those ethical questions aside. Brilliant picture. It says the folding on the right side mouse embryo's cortex reveals that the cortex is your cerebral cortex, cerebral cortex is the surface of your brain. The folding on the right side of the mouse embryo cortex reflects the increased growth stimulated by the insertion of a human gene into that side of the brain. Just before I start, I'm just really flogging myself in podcasting to get over some of the ahs, production errors, and actually get on my track. I'm doing self-rehabilitation. I'm a too hard basket for the education department to offer me any back-to-work rehabilitation. I don't know, because I apparently know too much, and so I've said, well, I'm going to, in the time, I'm just not going to vegetate here. I'm going to rehabilitate myself by actually podcasting, and I'm going to give myself a range of podcast targets, the easier ones where I read out good quality articles, other ones where I read textbooks, and others still where I actually summarise some of my knowledge as quantum physicists and scientists to try and bridge the gap to the podcast audience. But here goes the article by Elizabeth Finkel, titled "Evolving a Human Brain: How Did Our Brain Get So Big? Researchers are beginning to find out," Elizabeth Finkel reports. About 6 million years ago, our human ancestors branched off the primate family tree, leaving their cousins, their ancestors of chimpanzees, in the African dust. They made simple tools and thus equipped eventually travelled out of Africa. Beautiful English, isn't that beautiful? And thus equipped, isn't that beautiful? That's beautiful English. The evolutionary leap that started the journey was the mushrooming of the whole human brain. A modern human brain is 3 times larger than a chimp's, and the most enlarged region is the 6-layered neurocortex, a part of the cerebral cortex that is the seat of reasoning and language. So that's a good thing. I've picked up 6 layers. That's a good point. I'm going to look at these layers, I hope. How did this circuit upgrade take place? For the past decade, scientists have been comparing DNA of chimpanzees with humans to look for clues. The most recently discovered from Wineland Hutter's lab in the Max Planck Institute in Germany. Remarkably, they showed just a single letter change in DNA of one gene triggered an increase in population of stem cells called basal radial gear. So I can read that a bit. I know glia means glue. It's the basic thing. Okay. These cells are thought to have powered the expansion of human cerebral cortex. The finding was published in Science Advances last December. The dramatic finding is the latest in a series of revelations about the DNA upgrades that differed in delivered the human brain. The human chimpanzee genomes are 98.8% the same. Intriguingly, within many of the regions that differ, it looks as if chunks of DNA of the human has been Xeroxed, meaning human-acquired backup copies of particular genes that made them right for some evolutionary tinkering. If a copy happens to acquire a new coding errors, there's no dramas, there's still a functioning original. While once in a while, however, the copying error might lead to a new function that is useful. 6 million years ago, around the time our ancestors were branching off from non-human primates, there was a burst of gene duplications, smoking guns. Problem is, there are thousands of them. To get a clue which ones might be involved in human brain upgrade, researchers tested to see whether related genes in mice were involved in development of their brain. The success came in 2012 when Cecile Charia at the CHIPS research in California and her colleagues took a closer look and duplicated human genes named SRGAP2C. It was a slightly altered copy of the original found in chimps and mice, and it was active in their developing brains. The scientists came up with an irresistible experiment. They genetically engineered a human copy into the embryonic mouse. As neurons develop, they acquire spines that act like antenna for receiving messages from neurons. I suppose that's the dendrites they're talking about. But a spine stops sprouting once a neuron matures. Charter and her team, it could be pyramidal cells as well. Charter and her team found introducing the human backup gene, SRGAP2C, delayed the maturation of spines kept sprouting, which enabled them to make more connections. The experiment showed how, through the copying and then tweaking of a single gene, evolution increased the circuitry complexity of the human brain. Lazer's work follows a similar plotline. Marta Flora, a PhD student in the Hunter Lab, studied another backup copy of the gene that was present in humans but absent from chimps and mice. It's called the ARHGAP11B. When the human version was introduced into developing mouse, it caused a particular population of brain cells, basal radial ganglia, to increase their rounds of multiplication. Not only did the mouse double the number of these stem cells, in some cases their ballooning brain started folding to fit into the skull, just as human primates do. The finding was reported in Science in 2015. The latest finding is just a single letter change in the ARHGAP11B DNA is able to increase the multiplication of basal radial ganglia. So are mice any smarter? The German team has yet to test them, but at least one strain of mice are smarter today for having acquired a human gene. The FOXP2 gene is needed to turn thoughts into speech. Human families who lack the functional gene show defects in language and vocalization. I'm sure that's for me. According to the paper in 2014, Christine Schreles of the Max Planck Institute and colleagues at MIT, when the human form of this gene was introduced into mouse, they got better at learning at maze and squeaked more often. There you go. As stunning as these results are, researchers are still far from providing a manifest of upgrades that delivered the human brain. Evolution went through a process of trial and error over millions of years, said neuroscientist Song Sen Tan of the Florey Institute in Melbourne. There will be numerous switches. And we may as well conclude by a picture. So they're showing probably three layers here of red of the mouse neurocon. So they've got four types of cells, and I can't tell you what they are. The apical radial glia, the basal intermediate progenitor, basal radial gear, migrating neurons, and it shows a lot more happening in the human brain.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.